For this week's musical moment, we're going to be spending a little bit of time with the music of Mozart. Mozart's music is able to be enjoyed on so many levels, but in particular, today I'd like to talk with you about how Mozart achieves a kind of musical balance. It might be odd to think about balance with something as abstract as music, but in Mozart's music, we find that there is a kind of poise in his music that is achieved on many, many levels. For example, the melodies themselves often come at us in pairs, which balances itself one half to the other. We call this an antecedent and consequent pair, or sometimes we call it a question and answer. Question. Answer. Question. Answer. Question. Answer. Moment to moment, quite often, Mozart's melodies have a kind of poised balance in this sense of first half question, second half answer. In addition, Mozart's music is poised or balanced in the way we have moments of great serenity and calm. Which are balanced by later in the music moments of drama. So on a purely emotional level, we find this kind of balance between serenity and energy, between poise and drama, and so on. But on a bigger level, Mozart's music has a kind of balance he achieves through the use of musical form. Let me just say, let's pretend that I have a painting in front of you, and I'm not going to show you the whole painting. I'm just going to show you a little bit of that painting at a time. I'm going to cover the painting up with a piece of cardboard. The cardboard has a little narrow slit in it, and I slide the cardboard over that painting slowly, slowly, slowly. What are you going to see? Not the whole painting at once, but a little slit at a time. And only after passing that cardboard over the whole painting do you have a sense of the whole piece. And that's what it's like to listen to music. We hear the beginning, the slit is passed slowly over the piece. And only later, only as that, as it were, that cardboard slit now allows us to see a later section. Do we understand the overall form? That there was an A section, and maybe a contrasting area, and then maybe the A section comes back a little bit later. And so there's a moment of recognition. We realize, ah, A, B, A. There's a kind of balance achieved over the course of the entire piece. Now, the piece might be 10 or 15 or 30 minutes long, but Mozart is very, very aware of the overall shape, the overall form of the piece, which in a way then achieves this ideal of balance as well. And so on. So the various musical ideas in Mozart balance one another, one next to the other, a question and answer. Then they balance each other in terms of energy and drama. They balance each other in terms of harmony. And they balance each other in terms of the musical form. There's an overall sense that we get of poise and inevitability. That's the other thing that Mozart has so much of, is that the next moment just seems like the only idea that could possibly have come. Mozart's music is serene and transcendent, and on the surface quite simple. And yet, as we delve underneath and we realize the kind of very sophisticated balance that he achieves,